We had three separate incidences where some young males called into our emergency services 911 line with some potential threatening information. On Friday, January 17th, we received a call shortly after 1 o'clock in the afternoon stating that there was a man with a gun at Stephen F. Austin. Now, at the time that the dispatcher was taking the call, she could hear the young male laughing and laughing in the background. So although that may have indicated that it possibly could have been a false alarm, we still notified the police department and the Bryan ISD, and we took it seriously. School resource officer and the school staff were notified, and a search of the area was conducted, and there was no person with a gun that was, found. Then on Tuesday, the 21st, shortly after 1 again, the same young male called in saying that he had found a note about, that there was a bomb at SFA. We had evidence showing that it was the same person, but we still treated it seriously. We, sent officers over to the school. We notified the school. We searched the area, but there was not anything to substantiate the claim, and there was no detailed information on, just that there was a bomb, not, where it was or anything like that. Caller was not being cooperative, which typically if you're in a situation where it's a valid situation, that person's going to be telling you everything they can, what it looks like, where it's at, and that, that kind of information, and this person was not doing that. And then on Wednesday, the 22nd, we received two calls, one shortly after 12 in the afternoon and then one shortly after 1 o'clock to emergency services, and they were cussing on the line and saying that there was a bomb, but there was no specifics. Again, not even the name of the school that it was at or any of that. 911 was able to track that phone back to Bryan High campus, and a search was conducted and an investigation was conducted, and they located two juvenile males ages 15 and 16 who were responsible for all three of those phone calls. They were arrested and charged with two counts of false alarm or reports of emergencies, which is a state jail felony, and then one count of abusive 911, which is a Class B misdemeanor. And, we don't take these lightly. These kind of calls have to be taken seriously because of the history of things that have occurred in the United States, and so we have to take them seriously, and we don't look lightly on these type of prank calls.
Are these two still in juvenile detention then?
That is unknown to me at this time.
These are students at Bryan High?
I believe so.
Was there any sort of evacuation after any of these calls?
No, there was no evacuation done because the first one was basically stating that a man was on the campus with a gun. Well, that's easily, you don't want to evacuate into that situation. But it was searched and no person was found. Plus, we had the laughing on the phone call that, kind of alerted us to that. And then the other two instances, we already knew that it was the same caller. And so, even though the potential for being false was there, we still treated it seriously enough to, check it out and make sure that, nothing serious was going on.
And the same would have applied to the third call?
Yes. And the third call was so basic, the information that was given, that we wouldn't know what school to respond to or, where in the school to go, because it just said something about there's a bomb. What are you going to do? But it wasn't like, there is a bomb at this school, in this place at the school, or there was no specifics whatsoever. So we treated that. We took that time to locate where that phone call was coming from, and we found that it was coming from Bryan High. So then that condensed our search for the callers.
When were the arrests made?
Today.
On campus?
I do not know that.
Any idea why these two decided to do what they did?
No, not at this time.